It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country, and this country has one of its biggest sporting events coming up tomorrow. And fellow Supercats fan Scotty Darlow, he has got some brand new stuff out. He has followed up You Can't See Black in the Dark, which featured Ian Kenny from Birds of Tokyo / Carnival, with Bind the Hands of Time, co-written by someone we caught up with recently, Mark Lazotte, aka Diesel, and he's catching up with us right now. Scotty Darlow, really appreciate you taking some time out, mate. Really busy time.
Yeah, hey man, thanks so much for having me.
No, it's always great to chat to you, mate. We loved You Can't See Black in the Dark, particularly with the film clip and how striking those images were. And this brand new one, it takes me back to kind of my college days with that chord progression in it and the sound with the distortion in it, mate. Absolutely loving this banger. It's so nostalgic.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, no, it was good fun. In the studio, I did this record with Joel Quatermain, who's one of the boys out of Eskimo Joe. He's with the Genius in that band. And, well, I mean, they're all geniuses, but he's all about sounds and tones and guitars, and which I am as well. So we had a lot of fun, you know. And it was funny because where we recorded, there was a whole wall full of, you know, as a lot of studios do, full of guitars on racks. And, and I've actually got a 1979 Strat that I love, and I've got a Guild Starfire 4, which I love, and I've had both for a long time. But in the end, that was all we used on the whole thing, was just these two guitars through one bloody handmade Dave Ulbrich amp.
Awesome.
And not even any overdrives. It was just turn the thing up loud and, buddy, let's do it.
Isn't that great when you can get into the studio with other creatives and just play and just enjoy loving the music that you're doing?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And, you know, and you listen to Eskimo Joe's music and they're just such an amazing band, and Joel's such an amazing writer. And I think just from that perspective, getting to record with somebody who I have such huge admiration and respect for his art, yeah, it's really cool. Mm. It's just so much fun. I mean, I'm already looking forward to making the next record with him.
Awesome.
You know, this one's not even out yet. So.
And Esky's actually got new music out this year as well. But tell us a little bit as well, Scotty, about Bind the Hands of Time.
Yeah, so look, Bind the Hands of Time is just a song that I wrote about having been through a pretty tough season. You know, I've been out the road too long, touring away from my wife and kids and eating poorly, drinking too much and all those sort of things. And just a lot of stuff at once, and it just hit me real hard. And, you know, mate, if I'm honest, I had a look in the mirror and I didn't really kind of like too much what I was looking back at.
Sure.
And so I was like, I've got to make some changes. And I did, and look, it wasn't easy initially, if I'm really honest. But, you know, like, my old man passed away at 57 from alcoholism, and, you know, so that's in the back of my mind too. And I actually called someone and started talking to somebody. I stopped booze, so I've been sober for 10 months. So that's been a journey. But, you know, I'm feeling really good. And after a few months having made changes, got to this point where I was like, you know what, I actually feel really good. And it surprised me because you're not used to feeling good, you know. And in that moment, it was sort of like, wow, here it is. And, you know, so the first couple of lines of the song, I feel it coming back around again, the faintest smell from where it first began. And it's just like, yeah, you know, let's bottle this, let's hang on to it.
Well, what a great way to not only inspire other people, but to also have that self-reflection for yourself.
Yeah, exactly, man. And it's one of those things for me where often there's stuff that you can't articulate in a conversation necessarily at the time, but it'll come out in your lyrics. That certainly is a processing tool for me, I think, as a songwriter.
Absolutely. And you've written this one with Mark Lazotte Diesel. How did that kind of little collaboration come about?
Well, we've been touring. I've been opening for him on a lot of his shows, which was fun. And, you know, he's like my ultimate hero of all heroes. Like, I've met a lot of famous people and artists and bands I grew up touring, you know, like idolizing with as a kid. And I'm never fazed, but dude, even now after being to his house writing songs, touring with him, I'm still like, oh my gosh, it's Diesel, you know. So anyway, but I rang him and I said, oh look, mate, I've got a song and I'm really struggling to finish the chorus. Do you reckon you could give me a hand? And he rang me and he was like, oh yeah, I'm just at the airport, I've just landed in Melbourne, I've got some time to kill. Can I drop around? You know, so he came around the house and we just knocked it out over the dining table.
Did he inspire you for any other music that's coming up?
We wrote another song together. I don't know if it's a single. We'll see how that goes. But look, certainly, hopefully, we'll get to write with him some more down the track. But it's funny because when we wrote that song, my wife, her first ever CD she bought was Hip Fidelity. You know, so she's sitting there on the staircase looking at Mark, who's sitting at the dining table playing my guitar. She's just like, oh my gosh, is this really happening? You know, so it is really nice to have those moments, yeah, for sure. So hopefully there's more of them in store.
And there's obviously a big moment coming up. We're just going to touch on it quickly, though, being a Cats fan, both of us. What's going to happen tomorrow, do you reckon?
If you're a Tiger supporter, make sure you've got a person who's like a safe friend, somebody that you can confide in. Just, you're going to need them. You're going to need them because, honestly, the Cats are going to get up.
Awesome.
Isn't it funny, mate? We're musos, but we love the footy even more.
I know. And a lot of musos don't, though. A lot of musos are, like, right into their music and not into sport at all. I love the diversity of
them. Well, that's funny because Joel Quatermain, he loves the Bombers. But then you hang out with Cav, the singer in Eskimo Joe, and Cav's like, I couldn't care less.
No, but that's what makes us all so unique, and we've got those common interests that we can bunk in on and be creative people in all sorts of different elements, eh?
Totally, man. Totally.
Awesome, man. Well, we're loving that you've got creative behind Bind the Hands of Time. We're going to play it right now. Scott Darley, one of my favourite people to catch up with. Thanks for joining us here on Oz Mate.
Mate, thank you so much for having me, and I just really love what you do, man. Appreciate it heaps. Hey, this is Scott Darley. This is my new single, Bind the Hands of Time, and you're listening to Oz Mate.